Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it is hour number two. We're going to take your calls in the second and third hours today on any of the news items I've raised or any questions or comments you have. The toll-free number to join us on this live Friday transmission is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Coming up, though, I've got to race through some of this news and play a video clip or two, and then we'll get to your calls. Then after that, I'm going to premiere here. We actually aired it last night, but premiere on the radio and PrisonPlanet.tv for folks watching right now. The audio and video of my latest confrontation with an internal checkpoint and get into some new developments on that front since we learned of more TSA checkpoints across the country. And I got emails and comments saying I'm a liar. TSA is not on the streets of America. Comments in the articles, the mainstream news articles about it. I mean, that's got to be disinfo. That can't just be kind of, you know, dumbed down people. But continuing here, I want to hit this article right now. Gorbachev calls for American perestroika. Former Soviet leader says protest movement highlights need for global governance. Former communist leader Mikhail Gorbachev told an audience at Lafayette College on Wednesday night the United States economic problems had happened and heralded the need for a new American perestroika, which was all staged, defined by a new world order and a system of global governance. These are quotes. Speaking to a crowd of 3,600 people during an event that was broadcast live nationwide, Gorbachev made reference to the riots and demonstrations that have swept the world over the last 2 years, including the Occupy Wall Street movement in the United States. The world needs goals that will bring people together, he said, under the bankers raping us, of course. Some people in the United States were pushing the idea of creating a global American empire, and that was a mistake from the start. No, they want a UN global empire. Other people in America are now giving thought to the future of their country. The big banks, the big corporations are still paying the same big bonuses to their bosses. So he talks the rhetoric, but then they bait and switch it for austerity. Was there ever a crisis for them? I believe America needs its own perestroika. I don't think you need a perestroika. What was it that they had in, what was the name of what they had in Poland? Glasnost? What does that mean? Honesty in government? And of course, the plan was always to merge. And this came out in the Carnegie and Ford Foundation documents. That's why our government, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, set up the Bolshevik Revolution on record, but also propped them up. And here's a quote by Mikhail Gorbachev. Comrades, do not be concerned about all you hear about glasnost and perestroika and democracy in the coming years. They are primarily for outward consumption. There will be no significant internal change. Yeah, the Russians never took the hammer and sickle off. Then the Soviet Union, other than for cosmetic purposes. Our purpose is to disarm the Americans and let them fall asleep. We want to accomplish three things. One, we want the Americans to withdraw conventional forces from Europe. Two, we want them to withdraw nuclear forces from Europe. Three, we want the Americans to stop proceeding with a strategic defense initiative. Gorbachev in a speech to the Soviet Politburo, November 1987. Now, the Russians internally thought he was a CIA agent, and that's come out. He wasn't a CIA agent. He was CIA, KGB. It's down here in the pyramid. It's like major corporate chiefs are. The owners, Bilderberg, Committee of 300, those groups, they nexus in. They're the pyramid. They're guiding and playing groups always off against each other. So there's real conflict going on. Real soldiers, real spies, real propaganda. But it's all guided in a symphony of destruction. Quote Dave Mustaine. All right, we'll be right back. I'll blitz through some incredible news on the deindustrialization by design, the high treason. Some other important news on cyber command, and then your calls.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Eric, Tim, Jeff, Robert, Keith, and many others that are patiently holding on this live Friday edition. But first, I want to get into treason. As you know, it has come out yet again in congressional testimony, and we covered this yesterday. The Associated Press carried it, so did CNS News. Napolitano testified DHS is authorizing illegal aliens to work in the U.S. They've been hired to build part of the border show fence. When they do raids on dairies and meatpacking plants, in every case, they hire them all on the spot and give them green cards. It's all for public consumption. Here's a headline. Union president testifies. ICE headquarters ordered agents not to arrest illegals, including fugitives. Now, we've heard the Border Patrol come out with this information for years. We've heard sheriffs come out where they'll arrest a truckload of 10, 15 illegals or more and be ordered to turn them loose. But then citizens get the book thrown at you and they want to search your car. It's all about using the excuse to invade your life. I'm not an enemy of the Border Patrol. Okay, I'm just upset over the fact that they're being used to do unconstitutional things. And we have that video clip coming up here in just a moment. But you add all of this together with an article like this one, and this is just coming out today. I see this stuff every day. But this is unprecedented because it's Janet Napolitano admitting it in testimony. And here's the issue. Federal law is still there. You aid and abet. In fact, when I was down in South Padre, I was talking to a business owner, and I actually looked it up, the story he told me about, where one of the owners of the sightseeing boats and dolphin watching and fishing boats, he owned a bunch of them, and he basically had bought up a lot of the town over decades running it. He got caught using one of his big boats to bring illegals into Houston, 100 miles north of there or so. And he got a year in prison, and they took all his boats and stuff. Well, that's just because he was a small fry. You see, violating that federal law was a felony. But they're saying because Obama is the president, he can violate federal laws. He can order citizens killed. Oh, but it's just Al-Qaeda. The precedent's now set. They say you're Al-Qaeda. The precedent's now set to set up checkpoints all over the country. In fact, I have those reports I'm going to get to here in a moment. But here's another report out of Fox News. Senators have drafted a bill to give visas to foreigners buying pricey homes. And I'm not so much even against that. If foreigners come with money, I mean, that's the issue. If people come here and get put on welfare, and then the Ford Foundation teaches them to hate America and to vote for gun control, I mean, you've got to keep the illegals out, or they're going to become the majority and vote to take all our liberties away. Don't you get it? That's why the mega corporations are for it. It's not just about driving down wages. And then it doesn't help the people of Latin America if they beach this lifeboat. You've got to have those governments down there overthrown that are run by globalists. But the globalists everywhere are taking out old dictators and putting in worse ones. Look at Egypt. They're all praising Obama for democratization of the Middle East. What are they talking about? They've just put Al-Qaeda in control. Senators draft bill to give visas to foreigners buying pricey homes. Well, it's like you can move to Switzerland if you got a couple million bucks in the bank and are willing to buy a home. But this is getting attention when this is nothing. Yeah, I mean, if people want to come here, you know, the problem is that 500,000 isn't quite nearly enough. It should at least be a million. But that you guarantee that you're going to be able to get a job, got a job waiting for you, or that you're not going to ever seek welfare and sign a form, sign an agreement that if you're going to move here for 10 years, you don't get any free largesse. There's 310 million Americans. There's almost 7 billion people outside the country. The census is 7 billion globally, but that was a couple years ago, and it's not entirely accurate to estimate. It's more like 7 billion, 200 million. So there's 6.9 billion people that want to come here. Well, they won't want to come here very soon if they all get here. I mean, have you been to a real third world country, folks? All these people saying, oh, like Perry, let's give the lowest tuition that's taxpayer supported. 50% of it at least is paid for by taxpayers. Let's give in-state tuition, taxpayer subsidized to the illegals. You don't have a big heart if you don't. A big heart? Most people I know can't afford to send their kids to college who are citizens. Forget what color they are, but the illegals, they do. I mean, this is such a game how they use the big heart of the American people. Can you go to Mexico or Nicaragua or El Salvador or South Korea? Can you go anywhere and get free education or close to it? No, of course not. You get arrested. But I digress. This is the ridiculous mind game the globalists have pulled on us. Now, the good news is, despite all his claims of being a man of peace, because he's going to pull all the troops out when there's over 100,000 contractors and they're just renaming the troops as non. It's the same trick from 2 years ago. They're renaming the troops as non-military. They're still troops, but it's in a logistics support role. You didn't read the fine print, huh? More mind games. Just like they were going to be out of Afghanistan in 1 year, huh? 10 years later. Then you look at Obama's jobs bill, and it admittedly has a free trade deal that's one-sided to move jobs to Latin America and South Korea. That's the jobs bill. But wait, it gets worse. Let me find it here in my stack. I already read it earlier. I already read the headline earlier. Oh, boy. I can't even keep track of all this. Guys, pull up the headline. General Electric profits increased 57% for me. So I can read that off the screen and also show that to listeners out there. Point it out for people. Thank you, because I can't seem to find it here in my stack. There's just too much. The point is, General Electric runs the president's economic board, and they have publicly stated they're going to move their X-ray division overseas. General Motors, with billions of dollars it was given, over $5 billion total, moved plants to Brazil, Eastern Europe, and China. Your tax money paid to move it out of the country. But before we get to that, let's go ahead and play that clip from C-SPAN where the head of the union admits that ICE was ordered to let illegal aliens stay in the country, including criminals. Here's that clip.
When I last testified before the subcommittee on July 25th, 2011, I reported, among other things, that ICE enforcement removal officers and agents in the field alleged that unwritten directives from ICE headquarters had been issued nationwide ordering officers not to arrest aliens unless it was confirmed that the alien had received a prior conviction for a criminal offense. Aliens who could not be arrested included, but were not limited to, ICE fugitives who had been ordered deported by a federal immigration judge, as well as aliens who had illegally reentered the United States after deportation, a federal felony. ICE officers and agents also alleged that they were not permitted to arrest or even speak to confirmed or suspected illegal aliens encountered in the field during operations and were prohibited from running standard criminal records checks for wants and warrants. First, I would like to thank Chairman Smith and his staff for working with the union regarding this matter after the July.
Okay, folks, that's it. That sounds like it has an electric razor going in the background, but that's how CNS News recorded it off C-SPAN. You can watch that clip up at Infowars.com. We have that posted. There's the article I was looking for in my stack. General Electric profit rises 57%, revenue flat, and that is in the Wall Street Journal. And also at CNBC. So their profit rises 57%, revenue flat. So that's a deindustrialization and an offshoring growth curve. Let me continue here along those lines for you today. Here are two news articles. Car company gets U.S. loan. Builds cars in Finland. Now you've noticed, not only do they get the 0% government free money, but in some cases just pure tax incentives or flat out stimulus money. Then with these companies, like the big solar company and others that got $500 million, they never build anything. It's all fake. Green jobs, you name it. And it's all on record, ABC News reports in this, to Democrat top donors. You put in $100,000, you get $500 million back. That's around what that particular company that got the $500 million for solar panels. Put $100,000 in, get $500 million back. But again, the globalists, it's not just giving money. You've got to be an insider globalist to even be able to get away with all this. You know, they're all over the news saying, is this legal? It seems like this should be illegal. Should it be illegal that 2,000-plus insider companies get waivers from having to get Obama health care, but everybody else does, which then puts undue cost situation on the competitors? Of course it's illegal. Of course all of this is illegal. All of this garbage is 100% illegal, period. But they're just breaking our will doing it. With the approval of the Obama administration, an electric car company that received $529 million in federal government loan guarantees is assembling its first line of cars in Finland, saying it could not find a facility in the United States capable of doing the work. So you see, there's not even a rule here that you've got to do it in the U.S. In fact, in most cases, you're incentivized to leave. But wait, it gets better. It gets better. I've got another article about this. These people are waging war. It's not just they don't care about America. They've always wanted to bring it down. The globalists have always wanted to use America to build the world government, then fully implode us.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you're an African American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I've got a big stack here in front of me. More examples of green jobs, taxpayer-funded jobs that are mainly overseas. And this is treason. I've had the head of the American Small Business League on many times, and he'll talk about federal law states that a certain percentage of government contracts are supposed to go to either U.S. companies in one category or small businesses, but they're not. And it's come out now in Congress that there's a secret blacklist where American small companies aren't supposed to get it. Of course, big mega foreign companies want to come in and get government to not give contracts to Americans. But Americans are so naive, so busy thinking everything's great and red, white, and blue. And the more American flags I see, the less freedom. It's like people stick them on their cars, their houses. And I like the American flag. But the point is, you know, there's all these cars. The more football stickers they have, the more flags they have to let you know this is America. Okay, but what does America symbolize then? A Bill of Rights, a Constitution, a Declaration of Independence, private property, not having checkpoints, not having secret police, not having high taxes, rugged individualism. That's all going away. And then those of us that come out and say we want real America back, oh, we're the extremists. We're the dangerous people. We're the bad people. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls, and after we're done with a round of calls, I'll go to some news and back to calls. I want to get to counterterrorism chief opposes UN control of the Internet. Oh, yeah, that's mainstream news today. Also, Obama is basically being booed and ignored, having to tell different crowds to clap for him, the LA Times is reporting. Pelosi is now ignoring Obama. And again, that's because he's the front man. He's meant to take the blame. I don't like Obama, but he's a globalist. This idea that we get a new president in and they're going to fix it when they're bought and paid for by the very same interest that owned George W. Bush, that owned Bill Clinton, that owned Herman Cain, Mitt Romney, and Rick Perry. There's only one guy who's being ignored or demonized by the media when they do cover him, scientifically proven in major studies. Ron Paul. There's only one guy who has identified the globalist and talked about world government in a bad way. You know, you got globalists talking about world government all the time in a positive way. Gorbachev yesterday, Bush Sr. all the time, Obama people calling for world government all the time, the UN calling for it. When you call for it, the media's like, oh, great, he wants world government. You know, I pick up The Economist magazine a lot of times on newsstands. World government this, world government that. It's the answer. It'll fix all your problems. Gorbachev last night on national TV called for a new world order, world government, global governance. Those are the quotes. Global governance, new world order, a system of global government. So when he says that it's good, but see, when I don't like it, oh, there has to be an ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center or MSNBC or Nightline Special. This dangerous man has millions of listeners. He tells them there's a world government coming that wants to set up checkpoints and take their rights. And then it's all happening. I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore. And they say global governance, working together, that'll fix it. A big global unelected corporate dictatorship on Bloomberg and on MSNBC and CNBC. I've heard and seen, we've played the clips. I know you've seen it. It's a talking point. Well, you know, the problem is Germany. They're able to vote in Germany, and they don't want to have to bail out these big banks. So that may hold this up. And then they go to the other expert. I agree with the democracy's a problem. But don't worry, we'll get it one way or the other. This new financial union where the financial banks run things, that's the answer. We don't need freedom. And they've got business investors and people listening to Bloomberg, watching CNBC, like this is how you get ahead. You know, now the answer is our stocks will go up if we rape the taxpayers of Germany. And if we get rid of their system, yeah, under this new financial union, the member countries can never get out again. And they have no sovereignty or control over their finances. And the big banks will get it all. When it looks like the deal's going to go through last week, stocks go up over there. When the deal started falling through, everything starts imploding. And they say, give us what we want or you'll have a depression. Give in to the bankers. Give us your sovereignty. I mean, it's like an enemy army coming and saying, take me to your leader. I am Zog or Zug or Zool or what's that guy's name? Zed? Who's the guy in Superman? What's his name? Neil Zog.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other, until I kiss you. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night.
It is liberty that makes this world so wonderful. There is so much good. Our families, freedom, our private property, the seven seas. But there are evil people upon this planet that always seek to dominate and control. And I was making the joke about Europe being told, you know, to kneel to the mega bankers, like in one of those Superman movies from the 70s where it's kneel before Zod, take me to your leader. And they actually found the obnoxious clip on YouTube. Here it is.
Kneel before Zod! Kneel before Zod! Kneel before Zod!
All right, it's funnier when you can actually see the ridiculous guy. Oh, I shouldn't laugh about it. It's so sick. Coming up, after I take some calls, last night, you know, every day at about 5 o'clock, we post on Infowars.com a promotion of what's coming up at 7 p.m., on InfoWars Nightly News. And Kurt Nimmo just writes a blurb and shows a few graphics that are coming up on the show that night. And we had the headline, Nightly News, Gaddafi hit TSA in Tennessee and Bank of America's derivatives. But I see these type of comments not only in kind of our TV guide type deal we post a few hours before the show every night. I also see it in articles that are bibliographed and do have links to it. And I saw this fella. He says the TSA's brazen expansion of its Gestapo operation into the state of Tennessee. The TSA will deploy visible intermodal prevention and response Viper teams on the state's roadways to fight terrorism and acclimate citizens to the presence of armed paramilitary troops and a further erosion of the Fourth Amendment. And this person screams in their comment, show proof, Kurt Nimmo, that the sovereigns of Tennessee are letting this happen. Doesn't Prison Planet have any fans in Tennessee that can independently verify this story? Or shut the bleep up. I'm getting fed up with you trying to scare people with your nightmares. And this has got to be disinfo. Because on the site was the link to Tennessee becomes first state to fight terrorism statewide, which that isn't even true either. I've got it in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, 2 years ago. Stuff from 2 years ago in that film, out for a year now, where they had regular army out there with the TSA. It's all over the country. And here's the channel, News Channel 5. And, I mean, last night on the Nightly News, I played a clip of their news. You can go there and watch it yourself. But, I mean, I bet the guy would go to this article and say it's a lie. And I don't understand it. Because this has got to be disinfo. Because they must know that a lot of people don't know how to check an article. So they just say in the articles this is a lie when it's not a lie. So I'm going to get back into this before I play this clip. I'm doing too much talk radio. Sometimes I end up really going into hillbilly accent here instead of just focusing and fully articulating what I'm saying. All right, let's go to your phone calls here. Now, be ready, callers. I'm going to try to move to the next person quickly. I want to get to everybody here. Eric in Colorado, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, these past few weeks, talking about the Occupy protesters, I mean, you've been criticizing them because some of them attended or are attending college. And for someone who believes so strongly in learning and education, someone whose mind burns with understanding, I mean, I find it deeply ironic that you'd say higher education is bad. I mean, I'm sorry community college didn't work out for you, but that's no reason to tell others it's worthless.
Well, number one, that's really a mischaracterization of what I've said, so I don't feel even any need to argue or debate anything with you. I have pointed out that Bill Gates, Rush Limbaugh could go on for hours. Actually, they've done studies in major publications. You can pull them up. That statistically, most of your top CEOs and top entrepreneurs either didn't attend college or dropped out of college. You also make the inference that I was failing and that community college didn't work out for me. That's not what happened. I was already doing my local access show. I had started doing local radio. They wanted me full time. And the RTF I was taking was antiquated. And I went and checked out UT and didn't feel like having a professor that I couldn't understand. And it just seemed like a total joke. And so here I am reaching millions of people a day. But I understand you count coup and imply I'm a failure. And so that then makes your straw man argument for you, which is built on another straw man argument that I was saying higher education is worthless. I believe, to clarify it, because I do get flippant sometimes and get a little bit sarcastic, that engineering or to be a doctor or something like that, it's certainly needed. And some people really get something out of education. But on average, it's way overpriced. It's a giant bubble. I've been talking about that for 15 years. Now that's a mainstream talking point. It's a trillion-dollar bubble. It's ripping people off. And most of the people I know that have 2 or 3 degrees are bagging groceries at the local grocery stores. And no one can deny that's a major phenomenon. I mean, I've got a lot of high school buddies who didn't go to college. And when I run into them, most of them own companies and live on in the nice part of town. And most of the people I know that have a bunch of degrees aren't doing too well. So, I mean, I don't know what more I can say to you or how I can get that across to you, that that's what I actually stand for. And my point was, I also have said from the beginning, Occupy Wall Street has been a projection. The establishment called for Occupy Wall Street. That's on record. Adbusters and others. Good people showed up because there is a big problem with Wall Street being cronies right now. And then the establishment projected on the crowd changes they wanted, which is higher taxes that Warren Buffett and others are promoting. So I've been very clear about saying there's diverse groups out there, but that who the mainstream media says leads Occupy Wall Street are bad news, Obama, George Soros, you know, the big unions. So that's what I've said. But again, do you just want to repeat that I'm a failure? Does that make you feel big, Tim?
It's Eric, actually, Alex. And, you know, most people.
I'm going to call you Tim. I'm going to call you Tim because I didn't get enough education. Now, Tim, I'm going to call you Tim and Timbuktu. Then we'll go to Tim in Utah in a minute. Listen, Tim, Eric from Colorado, just get to your point here.
Most people who go to – the fact is, Alex, most people who don't go to college, don't get a higher education, they don't end up in the middle class. They don't end up owning businesses. They end up in the lower class. They end up in the welfare class. That's the fact. They end up flipping burgers their whole lives. I've got a college education. I've got a job. I'm doing great. And that
– okay, I understand. Hey, you're a ring knocker. And there's nothing wrong with that, man. I mean, I think people that got rings and tap them on the table. I mean, I've actually had people show me a ring and go, "You see that? You see that ring?" So it's big. What kind of rings you got? Tell me about your rings.
I don't own a ring, Alex. I don't go waving this in people's faces, but it's wrong.
Well,
of you.
It's freaking me out a little bit right now. I'm feeling pretty diminished. I mean, I'm feeling pretty. No, you just let me. I mean, I'm a college dropout. You're humiliating me right now in front of everybody.
Hey. You do very well for yourself, Alex. Plenty of people do. But the fact is, for most people who don't go to college, they end up in the welfare class. That's the bottom line.
Look, I've seen a lot of different studies on it, and that's just not true. I mean, I have seen so many people who go out and get jobs and become managers and then start their own companies or move up in companies. That's just not true. I know a lot of corporate CEOs. I know a lot of people. And, for middle management, they are looking for somebody with a college degree. But I'm telling you, they're not necessarily looking for that. I mean, certainly if you want to be an officer in the military, you've got to go to ROTC. And, you know, you've got to become a commissioned officer. But we're still going back to the straw man. I'm not saying that higher education is bad. I'm saying the way it's structured today, it's becoming a big ripoff and really just a facade. And most big universities are just investment pools. And the education part of their system is vestigial.
Well, I mean, that's why we need to raise taxes on the 1%. Honestly, we need more money for higher education. We need to make it more affordable for people. Bottom line.
You know, back when taxes were about a third of what they are now, education was completely free in the state of Texas. How did we go from University of Texas being free, the biggest university in the world, to being now extremely expensive? I mean, how did that happen? Again, sir, you say you've got a college degree. Well, let me tell you what I learned from reading and studying real economics. When Kennedy cut the highest tax bracket by half, the next bracket was at 38%, the tax receipts the next year doubled. Now, do you understand that in every major case, when you raise taxes, revenues go down? Or you don't understand that?
That's not necessarily true from what I've read. No.
Okay. Well, California keeps raising taxes. How's California doing? I mean, I guess you're not there. You're in Colorado, Eric.
Not so good. But you know, it's got to be a balance, Alex. You got to find a way to balance it out so the wealth, there's some wealth in the middle class, so people can afford things like college or, you know, groceries even. So it's all tied together. Yeah. It is. You need a balance.
Well, hey, Eric, people like you run this country, so watch where it goes. They're going to raise taxes. Don't worry. Herman Cain wants it. They're going to get it. So have fun. I appreciate your call. America's pretty much wrecked and gone because people like you. I mean, I every word he said, I have just volcanic amounts, explosive, eruptive amounts of information. Number one, it's more like 4% has about 40% of the wealth. And those numbers they use is domestic wealth, not globalist tax-exempt foundation wealth. And you've also got that top 4% paying the vast majority, way, way, way over half the taxes. So you don't understand that there's a robber baron class that's tax exempt like General Motors and the rest of them. And then there's the people like Bill Gates who are tax exempt and the Rockefellers who are tax exempt but own real companies who are always lobbying for higher taxes and more regulation to shut down the real economy because they're globalists. They're offshore. They're outside of it. You just don't understand. And that's why the people perish for lack of knowledge. And I could hear the condescension in your voice. You sound like a nice person who believes they're enlightened and he was going to call up and enlighten me, a guy wearing a camouflage deer hunting shirt, because that's what I felt like wearing today, and a college dropout failure. I'm just so evil. It's just amazing how much trouble we're in. People deserve an education. You mean like all the illegal aliens getting free education in many areas? I mean, Obama taking billions of dollars of taxpayer money and then giving it to companies to build electric cars that nobody buys in Europe. I mean, the insurance companies publicly wrote the healthcare plan. And I saw their lobbies talking about it in the Wall Street Journal. I saw the plan. It didn't cover pre-existing. It was going to increase prices, screw everything up. I know about the year-long waiting list or more for brain surgery in England. I know what eugenics is. I understand the philosophy of the nanny state. And this guy calls up thinking the government's going to help him. You just don't understand it. It's invincible ignorance is what it is. Domestic wealth that's in this country, if you took it all of the, quote, wealthy people in this country's money, it's $2 trillion. The country's deficit is 14.4, 14.5. They're talking about propping up the $79 trillion in derivatives of Bank of America only. That guy doesn't want to talk about $79 trillion. He doesn't want to talk about Ponzi schemes. He doesn't want to talk about the real world going on or cancer viruses and vaccines or global governance or fluoride. It's all we need to get the 1% when it's the 1/10 of 1%. 6,000 superclass minions, less than 20 elite families, a committee no bigger than 300 on record. And I've had members, former members of MI6 on exposing this, who are setting up a collectivist world government where they run our lives and 99% of us are total slaves, and you just won't listen and will not get it. The power to tax is the power to destroy. Somebody making $125,000 a year in this country pays 35% in federal tax. They pay 9% in Social Security on top of that. Do the math. Do the math. That's 44%. Then they pay state income taxes. They pay state franchise taxes. They pay water taxes. They pay gas taxes. I don't have time to go through all this for you, okay? You're somebody, I guess, making $60,000, $70,000 a year, I'd guess, $100,000. You're there. They take the money out of your check. You feel good. That's great. I should have kept that guy on. I bet you money he doesn't have employees. He may have people he directs. They're not his employees. I bet you money you don't know. I end up paying about 62% of what I, quote, keep. And by the way, I make the decision to put most of it back into this operation because who wants more things? It's a hassle. Only mentally ill people want to just keep piling junk up. Now, land, organizations, that's different. That's value. That's employees. That's systems. Many of the good wealthy people that are out there that are fighting the globalists, they are at the top of huge systems, giant things they have to manage, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that totally depend on them. And then you think about those people that depend on you. You think about how you can make more money to pay them more. How you can make your organization stronger. And you get somebody, you know, I am somebody who was going to community college, thinking about going to regular college, and found it to be worthless. And who at 21 years of age already had a local radio show. By my work. But see, that's a failure. I don't have the magic ring of Mordor saying I went to one of these football worship facilities.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now, viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. WaterWebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to WaterWebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
By the union, that big business man, and it's going out as a dinosaur.
I'll say this. One reason to go to college and to go to fraternities is to get into networks and to be from a certain college, certain fraternity. It's tribalism. Very useful. It's great to send your daughters to college. I mean, let's be honest. A lot of people send their daughters to college as sororities to meet the wealthy, you know, male. Wealthy families try to pair their daughters up with wealthy males from similar class, similar background. If you don't, your daughter's going to end up marrying, you know, some miscreant or somebody you think is a problem. I mean, I get it and I understand it. It's just that people, a lot of people are getting college degrees and then they can't do anything with them. And that's my point. And side issue, I said I'd take your calls, and I'm really not taking your calls, as you notice. We got Bob Chapman coming up. I'm going to start going to your calls here in a moment. I got that my confrontation with a domestic checkpoint coming up, some new checkpoints that are in the news. You know, they're saying they're going to bury Gaddafi at sea, just like bin Laden. You start to wonder if that video is even real. I mean, they can fake anything. They've been caught lying so much, I would be remiss if I said that I didn't question it. But it looks real. My gut tells me they really killed him. My gut's always right. But I just don't know. They're known liars. So what do you think? What do you think out there? I know this. Warren Buffett made a bunch of money off government bailouts. He's out promoting taxes on rich people because he's exempt. The way he's written the laws and being offshore. Just like General Electric. You know, if you want jobs, you should say, hey, if we're going to have government contracts and government bailout, why is General Electric moving to Europe? Why is General Motors taking bailout money and moving to Brazil? And they're just like, 1%, get them. I want to raise taxes. I want to get the 1%. Because all these specials building this up the last year, I told you all over the news, they have Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, George Soros going, the rich are horrible. We've got to get them. I want to pay more taxes. These are the guys that got the laws written where they're tax exempt. And then people sit there, sitting in their apartment with their two or three college degrees or whatever, going, I don't have a job or I can't pay off my student loans. My job doesn't pay enough. He's right. He's rich and he wants to pay more, but Congress won't do it. You're being screwed. You're being cheated. You're being manipulated again. Is there no end to the level of bamboozling you won't buy into? When this country on average had about a 10% tax rate previous to 1913, we had 10% growth rates a year. Our average has been about 3% since then. And that's with Cook numbers. I mean, globalism and high taxes don't work. Don't you get it? Europe's falling apart. North Korea, nice example. But the ruling insiders like it because they're exempt from everything. But you don't seem to want to understand that. You can't understand that. Probably that college education you got. It's like dog training. The professor, when you agree with what they're saying, or I even did test where I'd write a patriotic paper and get a horrible grade. I'd write a horrible globalist thing as a test. And, oh, would you like to have coffee after class? I mean, I was like, that's it. I'm out of here. I did it a few times in I think anthropology. Everything was political. It didn't matter what class it was. Psychology. Sociology, because I was taking all those because I found them interesting. And it was just all anti-America, anti-gun, anti-white person. And I was just sitting there going, this is a bunch of crud. And I'd write a paper exposing all that, and I'd get a C. And then I'd write some anti-American garbage. You've woken up. A plus. Mwah. One guy was like that. Even taller. Alex. Excellent. Amazing. And I had straight A's, especially in art class. But it was like a waste of time, just a complete joke. I mean, I'd go to North Korea if I wanted to live like that.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.